Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Bachrach is here, too. Sam is a new friend. He's a learning and development expert. He's the co-founder and director of program development at Bachrach Leadership Group. He's a professor of organizational behavior at Cornell University and the author of a new book called The Agenda Mover, When your good idea is not good enough. Sam Bachrach, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you. Good to have you on the show. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you much.
Is this your first one?
Unfortunately for everybody, no. It's about my 16th.
The 16th. All right. No. Well, way to go. So, a lot of us have ideas. Some of them are good. Some of them are better than others. And some, oftentimes though, good ideas just don't seem to catch on because, not because the idea wasn't good, but because the messenger wasn't very good, right?
Isn't that the frustration that we all face? I mean, basically, we spend most of our life having a brilliant idea and saying, God, if I only thought about that, if I only pushed it a little further, something would have happened, you know? So it's not that the message, you know, we spend all our time thinking about our ideas, how brilliant we are, you know? I still always tell this story, and it just came to mind that years ago, I used to sit up, this ago when I was up at Cornell, I used to have this idea, there's something called BitNet. BitNet was the precursor to the internet.
Right.
And I was sitting here as an academic saying, damn, this is a great way of selling books online, right? Now, I wrote down these notes, never did it, because there's no Bachrach.com, there's Amazon.com.
Right.
All your readers out, all your listeners out there, you know, you've had great ideas, and somehow, you just didn't know what the next steps were. You didn't push them. And that's true for small business, entrepreneurs, students looking for their careers, CEOs. And we tend to think in this culture, wow, great idea, light bulb. I love this light bulb thing. Oh, light bulb goes on, and
right,
we've made it in America. Nonsense. It takes more than a light bulb.
Yeah. So you actually have some steps, some tools to use to help people to make sure that they understand the brilliance of your ideas. And a lot of it's about anticipation. Tell us about it.
Yeah, first of all, I have this whole notion that it's not even sort of about the brilliance of our ideas, as you were saying. You know, even solid ideas, you know, don't have to be, many ideas that get out there that are really successful are not actually brilliant ideas, but they're sort of solid ideas that we actually don't get out there and think about them politically. How do we, you know?
Well, but you and I both know, Sam, if it's my idea, it's brilliant.
Well, if your idea, well,
that's,
God
that's
knows.
That's my point. That's my point is,
well, it, shows you how
is it might
ideas,
just be a good idea, but in my mind, it's a brilliant idea.
In your idea, and yeah, well, the whole here's the whole point. First of all, we spend all the darn time in the world focusing on our ideas. So you have this idea for a business. It's a brilliant idea. It's also, if you think about people looking for financial support, looking for VC money, it doesn't matter what, but we spend very little time thinking about why someone is going to think that our idea actually is not what they're into, okay? So
mm-hmm.
We spend all our time thinking about how to pitch the idea, how to move the idea. We really know it. We know the detail. We do the cost-benefit analysis, you know, and suddenly we realize that we go into the room and it's just not moving anyplace. It's just not moving anyplace.
Mm-hmm.
The key notion is stop focusing about your idea. Okay, we got it. You got it. You're an expert in your idea. Focus on why other people, and I mean this focus, why other people actually are going to resist it. And that's a deep exercise. And I mean, because in this culture where everybody plays these little gotcha games back and forth, or at least a yes-but game back and forth, the last thing in the world is that they're just going to do is rally around you, like around a flagpole, and celebrate the idea. The first thing they're going to do is try to sort of stall you.
So are you saying that if I'm pretty good chance I know the people I'm going to be making my pitch to, and I know that this person's probably going to agree too easily, and this person's going to resist too much. Are you saying that I should anticipate that and prepare my presentation in without understanding?
Well, first of all, understand the agenda. Not some people are going to resist. Some people are going to be passive. Some people are going to be supportive. And they're going to make certain arguments against the idea. Now, here's the truth. People think there are multiple arguments that people can make against the idea. If I was sitting there with a bunch of your folks and was saying, well, someone, I have an idea for business. How many ways can people resist it? Well, you know, one of the things we know, there are only about 7 ways that people can challenge your idea. I'm serious
right.
about this. They can say, we've been down this block before. You're making things worse. There's just a couple of core resistance points that they make. So I'm saying to you, do your homework. Anticipate the core resistance points that they're going to make. And that's what we try to argue in this book.
Right.
The reason I wrote The Agenda Mover, when you're a good idea, I'll tell you how I came in the idea. Did you ever go into, you guys ever drag yourself up to New York and wind up at the home Museum Metropolitan? Museum Modern Art, sorry, you should go to the Met too. Take a look. Duchamp, the famous artist, has a bicycle wheel there. I'm telling you, a bicycle wheel, okay? Now, how the hell did he get a bicycle wheel in the MoMA? My whole point is, someone had to push the idea. Someone had to do the political homework. Someone had to get supporters. The point is, it's not simply great ideas that get to the surface. It's ideas that we politically actually get behind. And most of us in small business and in large business don't know how to move the agenda.
Yeah.
You know, when I've worked with my group at the Bacharach Leadership Group for a number of years now, and everybody calls us train people in leadership. Well, what are you going to train them? You're going to train them in the simple notions of moving ideas to organizations. You know, even in large organizations, you really think that in large organizations, suddenly they rally around you?
No, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Maybe harder.
And you need skills.
And the other thing as a leader you don't want to do is be a dictator. I mean, there are some things you have to be specific about, and you have to say this is the way it is. But for major ideas, you need to get other people to become owners of it, don't you?
And you have to win people over to your side. You know what you need to do? And I hate to sort of shake everybody up because we have enough of this campaign, but the truth of the matter, you know, the thing I argue in The Agenda Mover and in our work is that we have to manage our own campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you get traumatized these days when you hear the word campaigns, but I mean it. We have to be politically smart on how we move our agendas.
Yeah.
And there are specific things we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a checklist of do's and don'ts, and that's exactly why we actually executed it.
And when we come back after this break, I'm going to let you give us that checklist. And we'll go right down through the list. The book is called The Agenda Mover by Samuel B. Bacharach. And we're going to take a quick break and come back after these messages. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The book, The Agenda Mover, by the way, is available wherever books are sold. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.